to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
You brought Farrah Fawcett to work with you this morning.
It's the only clean t-shirt I've got. Vera's picking up my laundry.
You gonna let Farrah bend over a hot grill all day?
Not if I can help it. I don't want to get grease on her.
What's the matter, Vera?
It's Yolanda. She's dying.
Who's Yolanda?
Yolanda Morrison. She's the leading lady of the soap opera One Day After Another.
She's the one with the weak heart who's being treated by Dr. Darlington,
who took over the Houston Health Center after his associate committed suicide.
Because his wife ran off with the wide receiver of the Houston Oilers.
You mean she is sniffling because she thinks that some dame on a soap opera is getting ready to croak?
Oh! Now, come on. Be nice, huh? These people are very real to Vera.
Yolanda and I practically grew up together. I saw her through the measles, whooping cough, mononucleosis, hepatitis, and the Mongolian flu. And now she's at death's door because a heart transplant from the gorilla isn't working.
Oh, sweetheart.
I can't believe that she thinks that those people on the soap opera are for real.
She thinks that everything she sees on the screen is real. Once when Kojak caught cold, she sent him a toupee.
And when Mary Tyler Moore quit her job, Vera applied for it.
I wish she would have gotten it. Vera, I hate to interrupt your day of mourning, but where's my laundry?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mel. I forgot to pick it up. I have other things on my mind. Listen, do you think I should send Yolanda flowers at the hospital?
Yeah, why don't you send her forget-me-nots in honor of you forgetting my laundry?
Forget-me-nots. What a nice idea. Can I go now, Mel?
To where?
To the florist.
Of course you can go.
Oh, thank you, Mel.
Who put you in charge of my mouth?
Come on, Mel. Be glad she has a heart. She may be the only one to show up for your funeral.
I'll be there.
Speaking of funerals, what's today's special?
Hot tamales.
The same special 2 days in a row?
That's Mel's revenge. That's what the customers get for not finishing it yesterday.
Oh, why don't you guys stow it?
Hey, mail in that George Burns.
That couldn't be George Burns.
I haven't got a reservation, but I thought maybe you could squeeze me in some.
It is George Burns. Is it?
Mr. George Burns! Oh, welcome to Mel's Diner.
Huh?
I'm Mel. Oh, it's terrific that you're here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What are you doing in Arizona?
They're giving me an honorary degree at the university. It's pretty good for a guy who only went as far as the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Look, kid, I was in the fourth grade so long, I wound up dating my teacher.
Did you hear that? He was dating his teacher. Oh, Mr. Burns, you are my absolute favorite performer of all time.
Well, Mel, if I'm your favorite performer, how come you got Farrah Fawcett on your t-shirt instead of me? I know. You'd rather have your chest against her chest than my chest. Do you mind if I sit down?
Oh, sure, sure.
No, please.
Slide right in there. Make it so comfortable.
This is such a thrill. I am so thrilled. I never in my wildest dreams imagined that I would be serving breakfast to George Burns.
You're not. He's sitting at my station.
No, he's not. You're here to my own
place. Don't fight over me. I think there's enough of me left to go around.
All right. I take care of all the celebrities around here.
Alias?
Mr. Burns, what can I get you?
Piece of broiled white fish and some Melba toast.
Wouldn't you like a nice, spicy, hot tamale?
Maybe. How tall is she?
Mr. Burns, I want to ask you one question.
Yeah?
How come you come into a place like this to eat?
Well, I was passing by and I saw the sign, Mel's Diner. It brought back memories. When I was in vaudeville, years ago, I played Altoona, about 55 years ago, and I ate at Mel's Diner. And can I tell you something? The worst food I've ever had.
This is gonna be just like old times.
Vera, she's another girl that works here. She saw your movie 3 times.
I'll sit at her table.
Oh, no, she's not here now. I'm gonna see it a couple more times, too, because you're so cute. You're cuter than a speckled pup.
You better watch it, kid. You're playing with fire.
Come on, girls, get up. I'm not supposed to be sitting with the customers.
Remember me telling you about Altoona 55 years ago, Mel's Diner?
Yeah?
The coffee here is just as bad.
Mr. Burns, how come they picked you to play the part of God?
Well, I was the closest one to his age.
Come on.
Well, it's true, since Moses wasn't around anymore, I was next in line.
Vera! Look who's here. Look. Mr. Burns, this is Vera.
She's the one who saw your movie 3 times.
Hello, Vera. I get this reaction once in a while. People mistake me for Robert Redford. Sit it down. Slowly.
See, she was very impressed with you in your picture. She's starstruck, you know.
Well, she is. Yes, Vera.
Excuse me for bothering you like this, but you know the television show One Day After Another?
Yeah, the soap opera.
Then you know that Dr. Darlington says that only a miracle will save Yolanda Morrison. Do you think she really has to go?
If their ratings drop, I think they'll all have to go. Well, speaking of going, I better pay for this coffee.
Oh, no, please, Mr. Burns, this is on me.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm sorry I didn't have the white fish.
Well, when you get the white fish, phone me at the counter back in. Goodbye. Goodbye, Vera.
Mr. Burns.
Goodbye.
Listen, honey. I know you like young girls, and I sure do dig an older man.
Good. If I run into one, I'll send him over. Is she here?
Vera, are you all right?
Sure. Even better now that I've met him.
I got a great idea. I'm going to name a sandwich after him.
How dare you?
How dare I what?
You can't name a sandwich after God.
What are you going to have, Harry?
Well, let's see.
Thanks a lot, Mrs. Nichols. Okay.
Well?
Well, according to her landlady, Vera left there 2 hours ago with a suitcase and said she'd be back later for the rest of her things.
Yeah, I'll have.
Left where? I'm worried. I wonder if this has anything to do with the fact that she believes George Burns is God.
Flo,
I thought you talked her out of that last night.
I tried to. I did everything I could think of, but she's still a believer. I said to her, Vera, don't you remember the Sunshine Boys? George Burns was in that. It was a big hit.
What'd she say?
She said, of course it was a big hit. It starred Walter Matthau and God.
Will somebody please take my order?
All right, Harry.
Hello, I'd like to have...
Good afternoon, everybody.
Vera! Where have you been, honey?
I needed time to get my head together.
We've been worrying our bunions off on account of you.
I never worried so much in my whole life. I'm docking your pay.
I no longer care about worldly goods, Mel. I just came in to say I'm not coming in.
What, are you quitting?
I'm leaving to join in the service of God.
That's got to be better service than you get around here.
I think what you want to do is wonderful. I think it's a terrific, but I mean, you're going about it for all the wrong reasons. Vera, George Burns is not God.
I forgive you for your doubt, Alice. We both do.
Now, be reasonable, honey. He couldn't be God. Would God come into a dump like this?
Of course he would. God is everywhere. no matter how crummy it is.
Okay, Vera, I have proof that I am right and all of you are wrong.
Oh, this I want to hear.
You know, on one day after another, Yolanda Morrison was at death's door and Dr. Darlington said that only a miracle would save her.
Yeah.
Well, I watched this morning. Yolanda's had a complete recovery.
So what is that proof?
Well, you were all here. Yesterday, I asked God for a miracle.
You asked George for a miracle.
Oh, no, I could never call God by his first name. I asked him to save Yolanda, and he did.
One just flew out of cuckoo's nest.
I have a little farewell speech, if you could sit down. Nell, it has been nice working for you. Most of the time. Thank you for the times that you are nice because I know it doesn't come easy for you. Alice and Flo, you are my best friends and I will miss you deeply. It is going to be hard for me to say goodbye. Goodbye. See, it was hard. Here is my apron. Oh, here is my cap. Oh, Mel, this is your laundry list. And, here are some pencils I took home that are property of the diner. Confession is good for the soul.
Vera, what are you planning to do?
I'm going to report to God and wait for his word. And then I'll follow him and do his bidding. I'll think of you. Oh, and I'll think of you. And I'll put in a good word to him about you.
Vera, wait. Vera, I take it back. I take it back about docking your pay. And here, you can keep these pencils. And after this, I'll go get my own laundry. But don't go, Vera.
Thank you, Mel, but I couldn't work for you and God, too. That would be moonlighting.
Okay, but now listen, we know where he's staying. Why don't I just go over there and I'll try to get there before she does, and I'll try to get, maybe he could convince her, you know.
Good, go at it.
Good luck, Alice.
Yeah, listen, look at it this way. Good news. I mean, for years people said God was dead. Isn't it nice to know he's alive and well and staying at the Camelback Inn? And sit out here.
I'm waiting for him to come out. I did knock because of the sign.
Oh, good thinking.
Shouldn't that say, thou shalt not disturb? Oh.
Vera, what is that? Is that a whitefish?
Yes. It's his favorite.
It smells like it's been waiting here longer than you have.
Alice, what are you doing here?
Have
you come to get God's word?
Yes, in a way, you could say that. I came to get his autograph for Tommy.
Are you going to disturb him?
Well, it'll only take a minute, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Yes?
Hi, Mr. Burns. I'm Alice from Mel's Diner.
Sure, hello, Alice. Come on in.
Thank you. Can I take your picture?
Sure. Sit down.
Oh, really?
Look out, you'll hurt yourself.
Sorry, thank you.
You found me irresistible, huh?
Well, I'm only human. No, really, the real reason that I'm here is...
I know. You want to go to Hollywood and break into show business?
Well, actually, you're partly right. I am a singer, and I do want to make it in show business. But you're not going to believe the real reason I'm here.
If a girl is young and pretty, that's reason enough.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Burns. Remember Vera?
The girl who saw my picture 3 times? I'll never forget her.
Well, she's a little confused. See, she actually believes that you're God.
You're putting me on. Does Danny Thomas know about this?
You see, she believes that television characters are real. You know, the soap opera she talked to you about yesterday?
Yeah.
So she thinks that you performed a miracle and saved that character's life.
Alice, we all have our little fantasies. I used to be afraid that the A&P gypsies were going to kidnap me. Before your time, huh?
Sort of. Mr. Burns, you got a girl out there who's willing to follow you and do whatever you say.
Wish you'd told me that 40 years ago. Ever come in and talk to her.
Really?
Sure.
You're a very nice person, you know.
I know, I
know. Vera?
Hello, Vera. It's nice to see you again.
This is for you.
It's a whitefish.
He knows all.
Vera, even I knew what it was.
Thanks. It's something a man wouldn't buy for himself. Sit down, Vera.
Let me take this.
Thank you.
This is for you.
Oh, how sweet.
Vera, you look very attractive this evening.
Thank you, God.
No, I'm George Burns. I was God in the movie.
And you were very good. But then you should have been. You were playing yourself.
Vera, God wouldn't wear anybody else's clothes, would he?
Never.
What are these monogrammed initials here on my shirt?
G.B.
Good. Now, what does G.B. stand for?
God bless.
She's too up on you.
Now, concentrate. I hate to be loser, Vera. Did you ever hear of John Denver?
Oh, yes.
What does he do?
He's a singer.
Well, in the picture, he worked in a supermarket. Now, if you think I'm God, then you must think that John Denver works in a supermarket. You just said John Denver is a singer.
He is. He sings at night and works in a supermarket during the day.
Excuse me. I think I've done this routine on the Orpheum circuit with Gracie. It's your turn. I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay, now, Vera, God is perfect, right?
Right.
Okay. Then why would God wear glasses?
Maybe he doesn't like contact lenses.
You can have her back.
Come on. Vera, let me ask you something. How old would you say God is?
Thousands and thousands of years.
Do I look that old? I shouldn't have asked that question. Look, I'm a little worried. I'm beginning to see it her way. I've got the urge to go out and walk across the swimming pool.
I wish there was something we could do to convince her.
I got it. You're a singer. Let's do a little routine together. She'll never believe that God's doing a hokey routine with a friend.
I'd love to.
Good. My piano player lives next door.
No kidding. Sure.
Morty, Silvery Moon in my key. A new act. Burns and Alice. Place boxy dog, great big moon is shining through the trees.
Cast to me you, sounds of kisses floating through the breeze.
Act one begun, dialogue is would you like to spoon?
Then it's my cue with you, underneath the great big moon.
By the light of the silvery moon, where we can spoon, with my honey I'll croon love's tune now.
Honey moon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery veins will bring love's dreams, we'll be cuddling soon.
Bop, 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 bop.
By the silvery moon.
Morty the dance. One, two, three. Stop. Back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Up. You talk to her.
That's all, Morty.
Well, Vera, face it. Would God do a hokey routine like that with me?
He just did. And you were wonderful.
Thanks. Alice, care to come down to the swimming pool and see my big finish? Excuse me, kids.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, George.
Hiya, baby.
Oh, Alice, you found her. How is she? What are you doing here, Flo?
Me and George are gonna paint the town.
She's a little too old for me, but we'll manage.
Let's go, Tiger.
Okay, baby. Goodbye.
Have a good time, Flo. You too, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns?
You think he's George Burns?
I do now.
What finally convinced you?
Well, let's face it. God certainly wouldn't go out with Flo.
Come on, baby.
Bum, bum, bum.